Welcome to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore how innovation is taught across disciplines, from the sciences to the arts, from classrooms to communities. I'm Greg, a professor and lifelong learner, here to share stories and strategies that highlight the creativity and discovery innovators like you are using in education and how we can build on it. Today's show is called, Why Should We Teach Students to Question? Let's dive in. Picture this. A student raises their hand and asks, what's the answer? Versus, what if we tried this differently? The difference between these two questions reveals our biggest classroom challenge, students waiting passively for answers instead of actively seeking better questions. Today, we'll transform question askers into innovation drivers. The key is teaching students to climb what I call the question ladder. We need to move them from surface questions like, what is it? To deeper inquiry like, what would happen if? This progression follows a clear path. Clarifying questions lead to analytical questions, then to hypothetical questions, and finally to priority questions. Innovation happens when students learn to ask questions that don't have predetermined answers. The research backs this up beautifully. Harvard's Right Question Institute shows students who generate their own questions retain 40% more information. Inquiry-based learning activates higher-order thinking in Bloom's taxonomy, analysis, synthesis, evaluation. Questions create cognitive ownership. When students ask, they invest in finding answers. Here's a practical technique you can use Monday morning. Give students a single statement about your topic, not a question. Challenge them to generate 10 questions in 5 minutes with no answering allowed. Have them categorize questions as open-ended or closed, then prioritize their top three. This builds questioning stamina and quality. Let me share a story that illustrates this perfectly. An eighth-grade physics teacher studying flight didn't explain lift and drag. Instead, she simply said, "Make this paper airplane fly farther." Students naturally asked, "What makes it fly? Does weight matter? What about wing shape?" Their questions led them to test variables, research aerodynamics, and design multiple prototypes. The breakthrough moment came when one student asked, "What if distance isn't the only measure of success?" This led to innovations in accuracy, time aloft, and artistic design. Here's your Monday morning action plan. Start your next lesson with, "What questions do you have about this?" before diving into content. Keep a question parking lot visible to capture student questions throughout the lesson. End class by asking, "What new questions emerged today?" instead of, "What did you learn?" When we teach students to question, we're preparing them for a future where the right questions matter more than memorized answers. Every innovation in history started with someone asking a better question, and that someone could be sitting in your classroom right now. Thanks for listening to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found this valuable, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more educators and innovators bring creativity and problem solving into every classroom. And keep an eye out for my upcoming book, Teaching Innovation in the Classroom, launching in January 2026, with a companion workbook full of lesson plans and activities you can use right away. Follow along on YouTube, Facebook, or X at @TheInnovationProf for updates.